And so with that, it's like knowing, like, anytime you do share with somebody and maybe it's not received in the way that you hoped it would be, instead of being hard on yourself for it and being like, man, like, what's wrong with me? Like, should I have said that? Like, oh, I feel so dumb. And like being hard on yourself for it. What if you could see it as courage of like, dang, you know what? I did something really scary. I took a risk. I put myself out there. I shared my heart. I shared how I actually feel. And even though this other person didn't respond in the way that I hoped they would, I'm now gathering data. I'm recognizing, okay, this is somebody I'm not going to share with in the future, and that's okay. And I'm showing myself that I can put myself out there sometimes and it can be uncomfortable and I can survive that, right?
Welcome to the Sensitive and Soulful Show. If you're the type of person who's often heard that you're too sensitive, you're too emotional, you're just too much, this is your place. Hi, my name is Alyssa Boyer, and I'm a mentor for highly sensitive people. My mission in life is to help other highly sensitive souls learn how to embrace their sensitivity as a gift. Each week, I will share tools, tips, and stories for you to learn how to lean into your sensitivity and learn how to work with it instead of fighting against it. I believe the world is a better place when more sensitive, deep-feeling people feel comfortable and confident in their skin. And I can't wait to show you how. So get comfy and let's dive in.
Okay, before we get into the episode, you need to know that enrollment is currently open for my 12-week group coaching program for highly sensitive women, which is called Breaking the Good Girl Cycle. So this is a 12-week group coaching program, and it takes you from being the good girl, which is really the woman who feels the crippling pressure of always needing to please others and prioritize their needs, no matter how they treat you. It's the woman who really feels overly responsible for everyone else. And you feel like you have to always be perfect, always have it together, always be the kind one, the easygoing one. And you have so much pressure on yourself. This program helps you to step into being the authentic woman, the version of you who's loving, empathetic, kind, and has grounded confidence, healthy boundaries, and says no with grace. So this is the second time I am running this program. We did it for the first time this past fall, and it was amazing, like literally one of the best things I've ever created and run. You get 12 weeks of coaching from me, so personalized support, asking me questions, getting feedback, all of the things. It is so awesome. So this program starts on April 21st. You can find all of the details and join at the link in the show notes, or you can go to sensitiveandsoulful.com/good girl cycle. Yay! Okay. Now, I'm excited about this week's topic because this was, as often happens, this was inspired by my private coaching client. I get so much inspiration from conversations that I have with my clients, my community, and I often notice reoccurring themes come up. And so what happened with my client was she shared with me that she'd had a moment where she shared something vulnerable with a friend, and that friend did not respond in the way that she thought she would. She didn't give like a safe or comforting response, basically. My client is somebody who is really working on speaking up for herself and trusting herself and using her voice. And so for her to be vulnerable and share is something that's not always easy for her. And so she had found, you know, had this friend where she felt like they had a good connection. She felt like they had similar interests, things like that. And so she was open with her and she shared something with her that made her nervous to express. And the friend essentially just kind of shut it down and was like not open to talking about it and left my client feeling like, should I have not done that? Like feeling this kind of vulnerability hangover, as they call it, where it's like you feel like sometimes you might feel embarrassed or ashamed and question yourself and then sit and overthink like, why did I say that? Did I overshare? Did I say too much? This reminds me of another client I've worked with in the past where she was always very vulnerable. Like, that was just part of her personality, where she is a very open book. She'll meet people. She likes to connect with people and on a deep emotional level. And so she finds it easier to be vulnerable with people. It's just like part of her personality. But she's often experiencing this kind of vulnerability hangover after this spiraling of, did I overshare? You know, did I say something dumb? Are they judging me? Do they think I'm too emotional? And she was really getting in her head about it. And so I want to speak to this because, of course, I've experienced this myself, and I know that this is something that comes up for many of you. And something I know to be true about us as highly sensitive people is that we tend to be more emotional in nature, and we tend to really crave having deep, meaningful connections with people. And in order for us to have deep, meaningful connections with people, vulnerability is a must. We have to, you know, take these emotional risks and share parts of ourselves in order to, you know, get to the depths with somebody and get to know their heart, and for them to really see us and get to know us authentically. This is something I help you with inside of Breaking the Good Girl Cycle as well, because so often we are guarded and protective of how people perceive us because we're afraid of judgment. We're afraid of being disliked or misunderstood. And so a lot of times we will hide parts of ourselves and not take these emotional risks because we're afraid of the other person not responding in the way that we hope. So what I always tell my clients, and what I'll tell you now, is it's so important to own the fact that you as an HSP have this desire for deeper emotional connection. It's a beautiful part of you. It is not something you need to apologize for and hide and, you know, think you're being too much for. It's part of your wiring. With that, you also need to know that not everyone is going to be able to meet you at the emotional depth that you require or that you're looking for. Not everyone is going to have the capacity to receive your vulnerability. Not everyone is going to be the right person to share with. And so what I shared with my client, who had shared with a friend, and then her friend kind of shut things down, and my client felt, you know, a little embarrassed or awkward about it. What I shared with her is that it's important for us to have discernment with the people that we share with. And so looking for signs that somebody is like a safe person to be vulnerable with. And there's no way, like, you can't know for 100% certain that somebody is going to be able to receive you in the way that you hope, right? Like, we don't always know for sure, but looking for signs that, like, oh, yes, okay, this is somebody that I could be open with. And so it's somebody that, you know, you've spent a decent amount of time with them, and maybe they've disclosed some things about themselves. And maybe you've had little moments here and there where you've disclosed things about yourself, and you felt like they were receptive to you, like they could, like they respect you, like they, you know, have the ability to hold space for you, and they're not somebody who's just going to try to fix or shut it down, right? So looking for signs of, okay, this is somebody that, you know, I think I could actually share more openly with. The other thing, really important piece of it, is checking in with yourself, checking in with your body. How do you feel around this person? Is this somebody that you feel like, you know, kind of relaxed with, like you can be more of yourself with? Or does this feel like somebody that you're trying to impress, or you have to, you know, keep your guard up around, or, you know, they trigger you a lot? Like, just noticing the subtle signs in your body that are telling you, like, okay, this is, you know, this is a safe person for me or not. And so with my client, I shared this with her about the discernment piece, and she was like, you know what? When I reflect on it, this friend is one who, like, showed up late to a meetup lately, and then the friend ended up talking about herself for like 2 hours, and my client ended up, you know, not really feeling fully seen and heard. And so while they did have similar interests, and the friend is interested in like personal development and things like that, she also showed these traits where maybe she's not somebody who is able to receive, you know, my client in this way, who's able to be someone she can share vulnerably with. And the thing with vulnerability is that it's an emotional risk, keyword being risk. So that means we can never know exactly how somebody is going to respond. And that's the challenging part about it, right? Like, if we're already going to disclose something that feels a little nerve-wracking, and then we don't know how the other person is going to respond, and that's super scary. And so with that, it's like knowing, like anytime you do share with somebody and maybe it's not received in the way that you hoped it would be, instead of being hard on yourself for it and being like, man, like, what's wrong with me? Like, should I have said that? Like, oh, I feel so dumb, and like being hard on yourself for it. What if you could see it as courage of like, dang, you know what? I did something really scary. I took a risk. I put myself out there. I shared my heart. I shared how I actually feel. And even though this other person didn't respond in the way that I hoped they would, I'm now gathering data. I'm recognizing, okay, this is somebody I'm not going to share with in the future, and that's okay. And I'm showing myself that I can put myself out there sometimes and it can be uncomfortable and I can survive that, right? So that is something that's so important to think about. The other piece that I want you to just reflect on is to recognize that not everyone in our life is going to be able to show up for us in the same way. And they're not, like, not every friend is going to be able to fill every bucket and every need that we have. And so you've probably noticed in your life that you have some friends where you can have the deeper conversations. You can talk about spiritual things. You can talk about just like more meaningful emotional topics. And then you probably have other friends where it's more surface level, where it's more lighthearted, where maybe they're the friend you go to when you just want to laugh and, you know, be silly together. And it's also like important for us to recognize that it's good and healthy to have different people in our lives that fulfill different needs that we have. And not any one person is going to fill every single need that we have. And this especially goes for our romantic partnerships as well. Like, your spouse isn't going to be able to fulfill every single need you have. And so it's important and healthy to have a variety of people in your life. You don't need a lot of different people, but like just having different people that you can go to for different things. You know, this is the person that I can really vent to without judgment. This is the person who I can talk about deep spiritual things. And this is the person who I can laugh with and be goofy with. And you know, sometimes you find that unicorn. There's those people out there who fill like all of those buckets. And that's amazing. But just recognizing the expectations that you have around of other people and recognizing that not everyone will have that same capacity as you. And also remembering to not apologize for your desire to have more deep, meaningful connections. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I want you to own that. And I want you to hold out, like have faith that there are people and friends who you can have those deep emotional connections with, right? So it's when it comes to like, if that's something that you really crave in a friendship and you haven't quite found that friend yet, you haven't quite found that person where you feel like, oh, I can share parts of my life and they're just like there for the deep conversation, I encourage you to keep trying, you know, keep putting yourself out there, keep connecting with different people. And when the timing feels right, take the emotional risk. You never know how somebody will respond. You can look for clues of, oh, you know what, you know, again, like the discernment piece. Okay, I'm feeling safe with them. You know, check in with your body, notice the conversations you've had with them, build trust. And then from there, it's like, you never know. Sometimes people can surprise you in the best way possible. I have a mom friend who's been friends for a while now. And at first I totally just assumed like, oh, it'd be kind of a surface level mom friend. I didn't know if we would get to like a deeper emotional level. And honestly, I was okay with that. It's nice to have a friend to do play dates with and our girls play well together and everything like that. But you never know when it comes to vulnerability, you never know how somebody will respond until you take that emotional risk. And so after we'd been hanging out for a while and I felt comfortable with her and we'd had some like real chats about motherhood and marriage and all of the things, I was more vulnerable with her. And it was just like a small thing, but she was so open and I felt really received by just like her response. Like I just felt like, oh, okay. Like she didn't judge me. And so that was a beautiful moment where I was like, oh, I took a risk. I didn't know how she was going to respond. And she actually responded beautifully. And my first judgment of her was, oh, it's probably going to be a surface level friendship. But over time, we developed that trust. And when I took that risk, I found, oh, actually, we can be vulnerable with each other. And it's allowed us to become closer friends. And so this is healing, to take these opportunities to share parts of yourself, to be unapologetic about your desire for deeper emotional connection. And also knowing that it's not going to always pan out exactly how you want, and recognize that as an opportunity for healing and growth. So with the other client I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, the one who she is more comfortable sharing vulnerably, but then often finds herself in the vulnerability hangover, sometimes, you know, sitting with shame and things like that. She's found that, you know what, sometimes she feels like she overshares. Sometimes she feels like that's the only way she knows how to connect, and it can be her default setting. And because of how she's felt after some interactions where she's felt a lot of discomfort around it and people haven't responded in the way that, you know, she hoped they would, something we worked on together was having her feel into her body before she shared something vulnerable. So like, you know, she was at the hair salon and she was talking, like sometimes her default would be to just like share all of the challenges she was going through at the time, and then later wondering, like, did I overshare? Did I, you know, did I say too much? And so something we started practicing was for her to check in with herself before sharing and just recognize, like, okay, am I sharing from a place to connect, or am I sharing from a place of, you know, feeling like I feel uncomfortable, and so I want to just like say these things to fill the silence, right? So recognizing this, the place from which she was sharing and what her intentions were beneath sharing the vulnerable thing, because you are a valuable person. You are somebody, like, you are a treasure. I want you to really know that, like, you are a gift, and not everyone deserves to know everything about you. And so if you find yourself in this space of, oh, I feel like I'm oversharing, or I feel like I don't know what to say, so then I just like say everything and then I feel uncomfortable, recognize when, okay, maybe I do have an opportunity to be more discerning with the people I am sharing with, because not everyone has the capacity to receive me in the way that I deserve. Not everyone deserves equal access to me. That's something that we have to think about wholeheartedly. Not everyone deserves equal access to me. It is a privilege to get to know me in a deep, vulnerable way. It's something that people have to earn their way to. So that's something, if you kind of are on the side of, ooh, maybe I'm oversharing, maybe, you know, I'm trying to connect, but actually this isn't somebody that I feel totally safe with, like, recognize that and practice discernment and really practice checking in with your body and where that desire to share is coming from. Again, your vulnerability, your desire for emotional connection, your desire for depth in relationship is beautiful. Not something to apologize for. It's not something to feel ashamed of. It's something to own. And just the practice of discernment, of getting to know who is worthy of hearing your truth, who is worthy of getting to hear the side of you, is so huge. Remember, not everyone has the capacity to respond in the way that we hope. And that's also part of the process. There's nothing wrong with you if you put yourself out there and somebody didn't respond in the way that you'd like. Use it as data. Use it as an opportunity to have your own back and to be compassionate with yourself amidst the discomfort, because vulnerability is courageous. It is one of the bravest things you can do, to disclose parts of you not knowing how the other person is going to respond. And I think this can be one of the greatest superpowers we have as highly sensitive people, is the ability to be in tune with our emotions and communicate those with other people, because you never know. Like, I'm sure we've all had those experiences where you do share something vulnerably with someone else and it's healing for them. It gives them permission to feel, or it validates them. It gives them permission to feel the way that they've felt. It might, you know, strengthen your connection with them. You never know. So it's beautiful. I love this about you. Don't stop sharing, but use discernment with who you share with, and be loving and compassionate with yourself along the way. Thank you so much for joining me. If you like this podcast, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with a friend who might need it. And I can't wait to chat with you next time. Sending you all the love. Talk soon.